Time for me, though, to chat to my next guest. We've spoken to him on numerous occasions. He's Ben Dror Yemini. He's a journalist for Yediot Achronot, and he's just published an opinion piece in Yediot Achronot. And this is the title of the article: Major Military Victory Against Iran Could Turn Into an Existential Threat for Israel. It's that article that we're going to discuss right now. Ben Dror, once again, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM.
Thank you for having me.
Ben Dror, maybe take us through the thought process. What were you saying in the article, and why, despite the fact that Israel achieved military victory, or ostensibly achieved a military victory, could this still turn into an existential threat?
Because I think we have to zoom out in order to see what is happening. There are some new coalitions in this area. One of them is from Turkey to Saudi Arabia to Pakistan, for example. Now there was an idea that was raised just a few weeks before the October 7 massacre. And the idea was raised in the G20 summit in New Delhi, India, where President Joe Biden suggested to establish a kind of corridor from India to Europe through the Gulf countries and Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and then Israel. It's a project of a huge amount of money, but with a lot of benefits to all parties involved. Europe, it will make the prices much lower. It will do a lot of things. Of course, it's good for Israel. It's good for the Arab countries. It's good for Jordan. And unfortunately, then we had a short time after, we had the October 7 massacre, which changed everything. And right now, we speak about it again. The project is called IMEC. It's India Middle East Corridor. That's the name of the project. Now, we speak about it again now because of the closure of the Hormuz Strait. It's very interesting, but actually now people understand that all of the parties understand. Yes, we need it. We need it. The big question is what in which countries this corridor is going to pass, because now Turkey is putting a lot of pressure in order that it will not be from Jordan to Israel. It will be from Jordan to Syria, from Syria to Turkey, and from Turkey to Europe. So nothing happened. We are only speaking. But this project is highly necessary for Israel, for the economy, for the whole area, for the normalization with Arab countries. And we might lose it. And here we are.
Does this perhaps explain some of the really bellicose words coming out of Erdogan's mouth at the moment? He seems to have adopted a really very extreme anti-Israel stance in the past couple of weeks, much more than usual. Do you think this corridor, this IMEC corridor, has something to do with it?
I guess so, because he already signed a kind of contract in a meeting that took place in a month ago exactly, in Damascus, from all places, with Saudi Arabia, with Syria. But I can tell you that Saudi Arabia is not yet committed to anybody. But what Saudi Arabia wants in order to enable this project that will include Israel is a kind of course, normalization. But normalization is conditioned with any kind of peace prospects with the Palestinians. Something that this government, the current government, is not willing to declare. And it's a big question right now. I mean, what is better to do, lose everything or to declare something? I mean, they don't ask for a Palestinian state. Let's make it clear. They're not saying, okay, we need a Palestinian state and then we will make normalization with Israel. It's not what they're saying. What they're saying, it's a kind of vision for a Palestinian statehood. And without this kind of vision, there will not be normalization and there will not be any corridor that will include Israel. That's where we are.
Ben-Dror, just for my personal knowledge, the planned corridor, would this potentially go through a Palestinian territory or state in the future,
yes,
or would it bypass
yes.
it? So that's interesting. So they're giving
good,
them they're giving them an economic incentive to
good,
actually.
Yes, exactly. It's a very good question because actually. We are still hopeful that it will include Israel because Europe prefers that Israel will be included and not Turkey. First, with all the shows that we see today in the summit of NATO in Turkey, they don't like Turkey. They don't want them to control this corridor because it's this, what will happen if this corridor will include Turkey. They don't want it. What they want is that it will include the Palestinians and Israel because the meaning is economic prosperity because it's a lot of investment. MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the king of Saudi Arabia, almost king, already committed himself to put $20 billion. For this project. Now, the meaning is, yes, a lot of investments from all sides, including, of course, Europe, Gulf countries, mainly Saudi Arabia, and it will give a lot of work to a lot of people. It's a huge, huge, huge project. And it will actually tie the Middle East countries. The meaning is that Saudi Arabia and Jordan, Palestinians and Israel will be connected with this huge project, and of course with India and other countries.
That makes perfect sense, and there's an economic incentive for them to stay connected and have peaceful relations because there's a bigger economic interest. My problem with this beautiful utopian thought is the way that Trump has signed this MOU with Iran, because if I was sitting in the position of the Saudi Arabian saying, to what extent can I rely on America's guarantees, my answer would be I can't. And my answer for myself, for my selfish reasons as a Saudi Arabian, would be I'm going to cozy up to Iran because they're much closer, they're much more powerful, and they can take out my desalination plants. So I need them on side far more than I need the Americans. Hasn't this war been an absolute game changer in that way, in the disastrous way that Trump has brought it to an end?
Yeah, it's we are facing a real problem because nobody is trusting now, speaking about the Gulf countries and mainly Saudi Arabia. Nobody can count on the United States after what happened, because this MOU with Iran, it's a kind of betrayal on behalf of the United States. I mean, that's not the result that the Arab countries wanted, because actually what is happening is that Iran feels like we, Iranians, we defeated the United States, and here we are about to receive whatever we wanted. And yes, of course, there is a lot of destruction in Iran and so on and so on. But eventually, they feel like if they defeated the United States, because this MOU is a terrible agreement. It's actually, it's giving the Iranians everything, every promise, but every promise that was declared by President Trump was actually was not fulfilled. So let's put it on the table. The main reason is J.D. Vance, vice president of the United States, because he is under the influence of some people in the United States who are totally against Israel. They are pro-Iranians. And yes, we had a problem. We still have hopes from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. But this big debate in the U.S. Establishment is going to have a lot of influence on this area. From one side, we have Marco Rubio, who actually pushed for the Israeli-Lebanon agreement, which is in many ways contradicting the MOU with Iran. And it's very interesting what is going on right now in the White House, the big competition between Marco Rubio from one side. Just for example, the declaration in 2 weeks ago, just a day before the agreement between Israel and Lebanon was signed, the declaration, it's the Manama declaration, Manama, the capital of Bahrain. What they included in their declaration was everything that was promised actually by United States, but was not achieved in the MOU. And here is Marco Rubio coming having a summit with the leaders of the Gulf countries, and everything is included. The missiles, ballistic missiles, the funding of the proxies, and the nuclear, and everything that was included, just contrary to the MOU that was actually pushed by J.D. Vance. So yes, we have a big story in the White House. Who is going to win? We don't know. I'm afraid that it's going to be J.D. Vance,
which leaves Israel in a very, very, very much weakened position strategically. Ben-Dor Yermini, we need to leave it there. I'm out of time. But as always, Todar Balakha, really appreciate your input here on the Home Run on Chai FM.